Donald Trump associate Felix Sater is linked to the mob and the CIA. What's his role in the Russia investigation? By Bill Powell. About 3 years ago, not long after Donald Trump announced his improbable bid for the White House, Felix Sater sensed a big opportunity. He and his childhood friend Michael Cohen, then a lawyer and dealmaker for the Trump Organization, had been working for more than a decade on an on and off to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. The New York real estate mogul had long wanted to see his name on a glitzy building in the Russian capital, but the project had never materialized. Now, with Trump running for office, the timing seemed right to Sater, who felt he had the proper connections for the project. A Moscow native whose family had fled to Brooklyn in the 1970s, he had returned to Russia in the 1990s, where he had done business with a number of high-ranking former Soviet intelligence officers. He eventually came back to New York, but he stayed in touch with some of them, potentially a major asset in signing a lucrative deal. He even boasted to Cohen that Trump Tower Moscow could somehow help the candidate win the election. "Our boy can become president of the USA, and we can engineer it," Sater wrote in a November 2015 email. "I will get all of Russian President Vladimir Putin's team to buy in on this." It didn't turn out as planned. The Moscow deal never came through and eventually led to tension between Sater and Cohen, tension that hasn't gone away. But to the shock of almost everyone, at least part of Sater's boastful email turned into reality: Trump's victory. Yet almost immediately, allegations of collusion with Moscow dogged his presidency. Russia had interfered in the election with an intricate campaign of hacking, fake news, and other forms of information warfare. And as U.S. investigators try to piece together what happened and determine whether the Trump campaign coordinated its efforts with the Kremlin, Sater's boastful emails have piqued their curiosity. Cohen, now the subject of a federal investigation, has been summoned to talk to Special Counsel Robert Mueller, as well as the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. They were interested in Sater, too. Suddenly, reporters began hounding him, showing up at his house on Long Island, calling him at all hours. The negative publicity hurt his career in real estate, and his wife of more than two decades, with whom he has three children, has left him. As for the President of the United States, he claims he wouldn't recognize Sater, a man he had a business relationship with for years, if they sat in a room together.